Carrie's Couch. Carrie's
Couch. Lionel, some people will never really be able to quite understand the life of someone who's living on the streets. For those people who just maybe couldn't even comprehend it, can you tell us, what is it like when you wake up? Where do you go to the toilet? Where do you get to shower? Where do you get your food from? Like, what does someone on the streets of Durban need to do in an everyday day?
Okay, at first, let me touch on the food part. It's difficult being able to get some food, or else you won't be working, you're on the street. Some of them are working, they're just earning very less. They cannot afford to rent a flat or anywhere to stay. Maybe somewhere renting the shelters are even expensive, because most just use the shelters and then others just use the streets. Life is a bit expensive these days, and then I believe that's why most of the people are now in the street. And even this thing about living in the street, you must know not everyone in the street is like smoking dacha and all the hungas and criminals and stuff. Some of them, they are just chasing a dream, just like me. And then you like being clean, you like doing the right things, you just cannot get to that place because of now your financial situation. And then mostly you can go and bath at the shelters. I believe some shelters, they have a little fee which they charge, about 5-10 rands there, and then you bath and go out, and then that's about it. With the food, there's a group of people that always come and hand out some food, especially I believe there's a group called We Feed Africa, if I'm not mistaken. I believe they are most of the time, they're the one who are feeding the people in the streets.
And the toilet?
Oh, at the beachfront. Most of the people use the toilets at the beachfront.
And Lionel, you're a young man. How do we support you going forward? So let's say right now I'm listening and I want to make sure that Lionel becomes the businessman that he needs to be. Lionel, what do you need in order to make your business happen?
Kerry, thank you very much for asking that question. I wouldn't really wish now to have heaven and earth. I'm only needing like the smallest things, which are very important to me, especially let's talk about the machine. At the moment, I manage to sew bags, and then I'm using a domestic machine. And then if I can have an industrial machine and start really operating as a manufacturer, that can help. And materials also, that's the most important things, and accessories that comes with the bags. Especially, I'm not only going to be making this bags, as time goes on, I'm going to be adding handbags, all the other nice fancy bags and stylish bags which I'm gonna be making. So I need every little help I can get, from the funds, from machine, from material, everything that can come and help. I mean, I'll be very grateful for it.
So, and I need to ask this, Lionel, how do I know that my money, that if I put my money towards you, how do I know that that you're gonna use the money properly?
Okay, at first I believe maybe most of the time when I buy my stock and stuff, I think I'm gonna start taking the pictures also and then posting them on my Instagram page. So everything that I'm doing, I'll be updating, so that you don't even ask, you just see it on the page. I believe that's gonna be fair enough. Yeah.
Perfect. Once we know the Instagram page, I will link it onto the blog on our East Coast Radio website. It'll be under the tab of Darren, Kerry and Sky, and we'll have a link there so that people can click directly and see some of the products and they can make orders directly. I also hope today you just get so many orders, and that we support you, and that very soon you're going to send me a photograph of your brand new room or your flat where you're renting. And Dennis, again, thank you so much to you. And Lionel, thank you to you. And I'm very excited to see what and where you are this time next year.